I wanna say what you say. Well, welcome, family, to Man Up the Movement with Pastor E. Welcome. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Family, yes, the foundation has been set. We're calling all men to join the discussion, and let's keep it real. Hashtag, I will do better now. Come on, join the discussion. Let's discover the truth, and let's do it now. Man up simply means, now is my time to fight. Number one, that we are taking personal responsibility for our own lives. Number two, we're no longer relying on our personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, our steps, my steps, make it personal. My steps are ordered by the Lord. Number four, we are walking in purpose with God. And number five, we are holding ourselves accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Jesus Christ who saved my soul. What Man Up the Movement here on the Now Network. Family, thank you for continuing to support and to follow and to listen in and to correspond with us here on the network. We thank God for every opportunity we can to tell somebody that God intended for them to know that they are his greatest miracle. Act like it. Amen. Here on Man Up tonight, we're going to explore some things. I know this is like the fifth Tuesday, which is kind of dormant, so we're not going to be here long. We're going to share a principle just to kind of break the ground of where we're going to in week one, because we're back to back. And next week, we're going to really touch some bases. We got a guest coming in and believing that God is going to move just spectacularly in the broadcast with us men coming together. This is a new season. So we're looking to do some things that have never, ever been done before. And it starts with me. I commit to do better. I commit to allow myself to continue to decrease. I continue to challenge myself to stay in a balanced position, that I'm not wavering and I'm not left behind or I'm not too far ahead, but that I am on post. I'm on point with God and in the position I'm supposed to be. Family, I'm learning that as when I say family, I mean all of us, but my brothers, let me say, as I'm learning as a man to get out the way, I'm seeing that it has nothing to do with people or even allowing someone else to take that position, because that position, when you decrease, when you let the lesser thing die, and I'm saying the lesser thing is me as a man, that I've done everything that I wanted to be on top and I wanted to be in control and I wanted to be in charge. But now being in position with God and humbling myself, I'm learning that as I die, God lives. Say that with me tonight, that when I let the lesser things die, the greater things will live. Now, what's the greater to you? See, it has to be a priority that we know. First of all, let me just claim I'm the lesser. So no matter if it's you, I'm the lesser. No matter if it's him, I'm the lesser. No matter if it's them, I'm the lesser. What I'm called to do is to become the less so someone else can become great. Somebody gave me a amen and a hallelujah on that one. And then as we move into position with God, we know that this balancing is a requirement that we, as we decrease, we allow God to measure our faith. Because the Bible says we've all been given a measure of faith. Well, God is the measurer. God is the increaser. God is the one who puts in where we are lacking and where we are weak at. See, in the balancing act of getting our spiritual equilibrium in order means that we look at Matthew 6:33, and it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. See the balancing act where you're on your scale and you're saying, okay, if I let the lesser things die, the greater will live. But if I don't stay in balance, it's always going to be tilted. And one's going to have more strength than the other. But when you're in a balance with God, my brother, that means that God is in full control, because you can be used without having weight. You could be used without having authority or position or a loud trumpet. You could be used because now God is the one who is a light into our path, and he is the one directing our purpose and our plan to what? Be what he's called us to be. My brothers, I bring this up tonight because it's important for us to become balanced individuals as we've given it all away. Because remember, there was one time when we gave it all away. We didn't just give it all away. We gave it all away. We gave it away without any purpose, without any plan. Oh yes, our fatherhood, our manhood, our raising and being able to be in a household. That area that we've all repented from, and we've all become greater than we were, but we still have to remember that was a change in society that gave away the power that was given to us. We've repented, and we've asked God to forgive us, and we know God has put us back into right standing, but we still have to remember that we cannot walk in a bold or in a haughty way, because we are the reason that we're in the position we are today. Oh my God. See, when you die of yourself and you let God live, remember Luke 9:23 is that you go after, you deny yourself. That means the lesser dies. You take up your cross that you can follow the greater. And we know that when we're following his example, that we're saying, okay, I know I blew it. I know I didn't get it all together, and I know that I have admitted it, but I'm no longer going to sit in that pity party or in that negative area of my life. I'm going to grow now because I know I've been forgiven and I know I have forgiven. See, there's a message in the message there that in everything we do and decreasing, forgiveness must be the ultimate key that keeps us in line. That we are always submitting to look for areas we may have missed, that we're always submitting to look for things that we've forgotten, that we're always submitting to be conscious. I've drawn the line of no return. I've drawn the line that I won't go back. I've drawn the line that I won't do it again, but have you? Have you made your decision? No, not through my mentoring or not through my classes or not through the seminars, but have you made the decision that I will not go back? You have to draw the line tonight, my brother, before you can ever be balanced in God, because as long as I'm living, as long as you're living, as long as you're in a part of the equation, God has to now get out the way. He doesn't submit to us. He gets out the way and let us deal with our own. Oh, am I the only one that had to suffer because of my bad decision? Am I the only one that had to go through trials and tribulations that weren't called for me because I would not listen? I think some brothers out there can resonate with that. But as we become children of God, remember that we decrease. Not of purpose, we decrease of self. We know that we give up total control. We know that we are in total submission to God. We can't control our thinking. We can't control our actions. We can't control our feelings. They must all be submitted to God. That's where it really gets it really intense there. When you look at Matthew 12:12-2, and it says, be not conformed to this world. See, that's me dying. Because I'm the world that wants to live in the world. I'm in the world. You're in the world. But we don't have to what? Be of the world unless we choose to be off balance, to be lesser of ourselves. You know, the Bible also says a double-minded man, James 1:8, is unstable in how many ways? All his ways. See, when you give yourself, when you lay down your life, when you freely stay into balance, when you freely stay have stability, when you freely call out an equilibrium in your life, that you will be balanced in every area, every conversation, every movement, every action. You will have an equilibrium because it's no longer you in charge, but it's who? God's in charge. See, Satan wants to offset your balance. He wants you to stay in jealousy. He wants you to be about control. He wants you to be talking about envy. He wants you to be angry. And he wants you to not have your birthrights. Remember, the birthrights are being confident, courage, having confidence, courage, hope, belief, faith, and trust in God as the source of your everything. It can't be your way. It can't be my way. It has to be God as the source. You can't have your birthrights if they're not from God. And you have to submit to that confidence that you're no longer confident in you, you're confident in him. You're no longer about your agenda, you're about his plan. And you now know that you're not going to be consumed with worry. See, that's why you're off balance. Oh, you're not going to get concerned with lack. Because now you're really equilibrium is blown. Because most of us feel that when we don't have the things that make sense to the world's meaning of having, that we have nothing. But I'm here to tell you today that when you can control the flesh and you can be in balance with the spirit who's in control, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. 5, 4, 3, 2. See, that caught up to somebody and said, I've been reading that scripture all along and now it makes sense. If I resist, that means I'm not being controlled by the things that will make me say yes to it instead of yes to the Lord. And those areas, I want to repeat those areas again. Worry, lack, jealousy, control, envy, anger, and the loss of your birthrights will always keep you off balance. See, God created the greater so that the greater could control and the evil would have to be out of the equation. You know, the evil's in the world. It's going to stay in the world. But do you have to be a part of the world? No, that's being balanced with God. Come on, seek ye first. He must increase. John chapter 3. I believe, yeah, John chapter 3. Let's go. John chapter 3. Verse 30. And this is a declaration. Let's go back to 29. It says, he who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy is mine is fulfilled. He must increase. So that's already declaring that he must increase before anything else happens. And a lot of us always want to deal with, I'm dying, I'm less, I'm this. No. First of all, you must decree and declare that he must increase. There's no question. There's no chance. There's no maybe or woulda, coulda, shoulda. That is a demand on yourself that he will increase. See, in everything you do, he's the source of your everything. Now you have confidence. Now you have courage. Now you have hope. Now you have belief. Now you have faith. And now you have trust in God as the source of your everything, because you have declared he must increase. Is anybody out there with me tonight that will declare he must increase? But watch the second part. But see, there's always a but. But I must decrease. You got to decree and declare it. He will increase, but you got to decrease. For you to be balanced in the spirit, you cannot be even identified. You can't even be seen. You can't even be acknowledged. You are nothing. Remember we read that last week. Whenever you think you're something, tell yourself you're nothing. Because he must increase. And I must decrease. See, the increase is when the word flows. Now, the increase is when we know we can do all things. What? Why? Because Jesus Christ was in me, not on me. We know that I don't weigh, but Proverbs 16:2 says the Lord weighs. How can it be even unless greater is he that's in me than the evil that's in the world that no longer has any validity in my life, that no longer has any control over my actions? And watch this. Will not influence my decisions. Oh, yeah, see, there's a lot in that, isn't it? Because he always wants to run you by his decisions. But then he'll send somebody else to try to run you through their decisions. Then he'll use you and your own decisions to try to run you off when you're off balance and you're living according to the word. Today is a day that I got to live a little bit more in order, because I want to be like who? I want to be like Jesus. See, as I follow, as I go after, as I deny, as I take up, I'm doing that to be more like Jesus. You're doing it not to be like Pastor E. No, you're doing it to be more like Jesus, because Jesus conquered death. Jesus conquered sin. My God, Jesus is no longer in this earthly realm. He is in the heavenly realm with the Father, sitting at the right hand in his right position. But guess what? Now I can be like him here on earth because he did it. Doesn't it make so much sense when you get that revelation knowledge of it, that that's why he came, so I can do it until he comes back? Yes, not just to say you can get away with anything, not just to say that it's going to all go away. No, it's to say that you can repent today and you can live on this earth without sinful nature and you can make it to his return. That's why he came. And in the process of that, he sacrificed himself for your sins. He died on the cross for all your transgressions. He went to Hades to break the old veil of the old covenant that he could come up with something new. Oh, yeah. Tell me what new is. Something never, ever, ever been done before. Oh, that was the new covenant. When God says, "I will, you're my people. I will make you my people and I will be your God. I will write my laws in your heart and put them in your minds." See, that's the newness that's never been done before. But some of us are still operating, my brothers, in the old. Well, that's the only way I know to do it. That's how my daddy did it. There's people out there living in abusive relationships because that's all they know how to live in. We're creating abusive relationships because that's all we know how to operate in. We are living sinful lives because that's all we've been used to. Oh, but see, I know something that I want to share tonight is that God can free you right now. Immediately, you can be free, my brother, when you say, you know what, I want to die of myself. It's only because I want to balance out. I want God to be in control. And see, the world would say, well, if you get on one side of the scale and you put God on the other side of the scale, it should weigh out. No. See, God is great. And now we have to now die so God can be in control of both sides of the scale. See, that's the true equilibrium of the Holy Spirit, that he got the left and the right. He's the one that puts it in balance. He's the one that puts it in place, because all we are is vessels to be used by the balancer. See, when you transform, when you become renewed, you're motivated by higher purpose. Something greater than you've ever experienced before. When you fall away from your own self and grow through your repentance, your balancing act is now coming to pass, because all things have been passed away. See, you see 2 Corinthians 5:17 coming to area, because if anyone is in Christ Jesus, that means he's dead, and now Christ Jesus is in control, balanced. All things have been passed away, gone, done. But behold, all things become new again, something you've never experienced. Don't try to tell me you know what it is, because you don't. That's God. But because of your decreasing position, God will fill you. Now it all becomes resonated in you, because now you know the revelation knowledge of his word, because it's because of him that we live. It's because of him that we serve. It's because of him that we die. Don't get it twisted. If you have been crucified with Christ, balance means no longer you live, but he lives where? In you. You have to tell yourself no. You have to tell yourself I can't. You have to tell yourself that's not what we do anymore. You have to be the one to kill yourself, my brother. If we're ever going to be what God has called us to be, and I know we're going to do it, but I have to encourage you every day to die of yourself. I'm getting used to it. See that silence right there? Because I want you to know it's never a day that I'm not fighting against myself, that God stays in control. Let me show you how drastic it is. Every second I'm dying of me. Every thought wants to take over. Every situation wants to go. Don't think just because you are now balanced, so balanced in God, that the enemy through you is not trying to tell you what to do. That wasn't you going crazy. That was them voices that's really trying to get you off balance, that you're listening to something that you're familiar with. Something that you could factually prove. Something that other people hear the sound. But I'm here to say today is that as we get into position with God, He can do it for us, just like he did it for so many that made a choice to give him all, everything. You got it, my brother. You have to say, young man, for that young man that's on here tonight that said, my daddy, oh, he made me listen to this, and I didn't think I was going to get it because I thought they was going to be shabaking and everything. Well, let us shabak for you right now. But now you got a revelation because something sounds familiar to you. That means it's time to grow up. It's time to find out what your balancing act is. See, you got to return to your original origin. You have to humble yourself. And you have to decrease of anything that sounds important. Anything that you thought that was all about what you was, that's what was going to make you. And that's what you were going to survive on. And that's how you were going to, you got to die. It has to die right now. And as we release the past, as we cast away anything that has not been productive. See, that's my name on it. That's your name on it. Because without God, you can do nothing. But with him, my Jesus, you can do all things. And stop. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said this. Stop hindering yourself. Stop saying that's only for Pastor E. That's only for so-and-so. That's only for so-and-so. No, what God has for you is greater. But if you don't speak it, how can you ever see it? If you don't speak it, how can you ever believe it? If you don't speak it, how could you ever achieve it? You're going to be wishing and praying all the days of your life, and that's all you'll ever get. Wishing and hoping. Speak into existence today that you died of self, that you released everything that is of you. And now God can get the glory in our lives. My brother, I'm encouraged today is that us as men, we're growing and we're connecting to one another and we're submitting to the authority that's in Jesus Christ, which also makes us submit to one another. I need you, my brother. You need me. We cannot do this alone. We cannot do this by ourselves. And if you've been trying it that way, I'm here to tell you today, here is a network. Here is a fellowship. Here is a covenant of brothers that will reach out. Now, many may not be on tonight, but I guarantee if I text any one of them, say, man up, I have somebody offline we need to talk to. Your phone going to blow up and be like, they real about that. Just like we're calling out dead land for men. We're looking for safe havens for men that need to go somewhere to become a real man. We need that, but we cannot do it alone. And I'm believing God is going to move. Come on, step it up right now. Get into the lesser so we can start to see the greater. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight, Lord, for man up. We thank you for the foundation that has been set. We thank you, Lord, that your principles are in order. And we thank you that the credo puts us in a reminder of what we are going to call ourselves to be. We thank you tonight that your word will not return void. We thank you tonight, Lord, that you are magnified through every word spoken, through every spiritual connection made, and through every declaration in the Holy Spirit that we're going to follow through. We thank you that you're finding us pleasing and acceptable in your sight. But Lord, forgive us of anything that seemed unrighteous, anything that we didn't know was unrighteous. Forgive us, Lord, for our stupidity and our ignorance, that, Lord, we could become strong in you. And finally, we will be strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might. Bless you tonight like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Family, take a few minutes. Dial 1 if you have a comment, question, input in any kind of way. There may be one person on here that doesn't know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior. And you heard something today that changed your perception to say, wait a minute, that makes a little bit more sense. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. I could do it on my own. I have to get somebody else to do it for me. I need togetherness and I need foundation. But now I know that I can do this thing if I trust in the Lord with all my heart, lean not on my own understanding, and acknowledge him in all my ways, and he shall direct my path. Area code 562, last 4, 8177. Welcome to Man of the Movement.
Awesome word, mighty man of God. I tell you, when I let the lesser things die, the greater things will live. Yes, glory be to God.
You're trying to trick me.
No, no, this has been an awesome word. I tell you, man up the movement. Did I get you?
You got me. You got me. You got me 562. Okay, you got me. Uh-huh. Flipping all these numbers on me. All right now.
You know what, Pastor E, I have to do what I have to do for accountability because I have to get this word every night is shared. So glory be to God. Amen.
Do what we have to do. Hallelujah.
Yes. I got, you know, do what we got to do. But you know what I love, Pastor E, when you said forgiving. A lot of people, like you said, a lot of people walk around with that spirit of forgiveness from just little things, too. You know, we got to let it go.
That's right.
We got to let it go. We got to let those things die so the greater things will live. This has been an awesome word for Man at the Movement and also all the women online, because I know the women, we take this and put our name in there, too, because he
Amen.
Takes to all of through his word. God bless you, brother. Love you.
Bless you, too. Bless you, too. Come on, anybody else? We have a couple more minutes. Dial one. If not, I want to share a couple more scriptures, and then we're going to go ahead and sign off. But I want to share that in the balancing act, for whoever's listening, Ephesians 4 and 23 says that we're supposed to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Renewed, and it's renew, not renewed, not renewing. Renew means constant. I'm renew, renew, renew. You must renew the spirit of your mind, and you must make it an act that you go through every day to get in the balancing with God. Now, watch this. You say, well, how do I decrease in myself? I'm telling myself I'm nobody. I'm telling the Bible says that if he be lifted up, all men will be drawn unto him. See, now it's not people following you. That's lesser. Is nobody going because of you? You just, all you did was lift him up. All you did was magnify him. All you did was say, here, I'm just gonna open the door. You go in. God's waiting on you. That is now getting out the way. Now, your salvation is your salvation. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might in your own area. But when you're helping others to get there, you have to get out the way. And it wasn't because of you. You're just a vessel to see the strength of God move in and through you. And believe me, we can do it. Amen. Family, God bless you guys. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. But, you know, the thing I want you to know is no matter what you're going through, if anybody doesn't, Jesus has your back.
Jesus had my back, y'all went hating, started scheming. Jesus had my back before I knew about the demon. Jesus had my back, y'all the flesh just fell off. Jesus had my back when I was on and couldn't get off. Jesus had my back before I even switched sides. Jesus had my back, folk, when I was locked down. Jesus had my back, man, they hit me with the slide. Jesus had my back when I was sailing on the wide. Man, Jesus had my back, y'all, my mama couldn't feed me. Jesus had my back when my daddy couldn't leave me. Jesus had my back, y'all, my partner just ran off. Jesus had my back, man, when Satan took his hands off. Jesus got my back, so I'm screaming free pirate. Brother Energy bringing Jesus to the project. God set him down, we was working on a project. Second point up on the six, I hit him with the knowledge. Dance like David on my note, I beg your pardon. Rapping, got him running through the church house, jogging. Justify, hit him with the Gucci Louis Prada. Kurt Cobain on the mic, no problem. Man, Jesus had my back when I was trapping at the store. Thought that I can do it on the block with the dough. Since I came to Christ, I did something to my soul. Hey, church is sowing seed, keep the ministry afloat. Yeah, I popped up in the stopping, knowing no joke. All behind bars, praising God to the most. Snitch me at the club, now I'm right back in on it. So we in the saving souls, man, I'm just being honest.
Jesus had my back when we took the city over. Jesus had my back when them haters got bolder. Don't ask me where they at because they all old news. I popped up on the scene and they was like, who are you? Now where were you when I was down by myself, battling with depression, man, and ain't nobody help, man. Jesus had my back when I ran through the whole crew. Passes back and said, just take notes up in my classroom. man, and I ain't got no choice. I tried to run, he brought me back and told me be his voice. I been changed, promise y'all don't want this old boy. I bring that beat, my out, we hopping out them Jesus boys, man. Jesus had my back when I was starving, saying feed me. Jesus had my back when everybody else was eating. Thought they had my back, my partner flipped, that was the coldest. Came up overnight, I got the city on my shoulder. Jesus had my back when I was starving, saying feed me. Jesus had my back when all them haters started scheming. Jesus had my back when demons flipped, they tried to run off. Find them in his name, now all them things fell off. 5-4, walk through, please don't panic, ha. Me and 2 Crumb, keep it real, no acting. Father told me I'm a king, so ballin' is a habit. I'm a man of God, no time for the ratchets, girl. I'm a man of God, no time for the ratchets. Serving of the Lord, you can call, that's a blessing. Jesus had a bag when we kept messing up. The reason we ain't stockin', we ain't never gave up, man. Jesus had my back when I was starving, saying feed me. Jesus had my back when all them haters started scheming. Jesus had my back when demons flipped and tried to run out. Find him in his name, now all them things fell out. Jesus had my back when cuz was trapping at the stove. Thought that we can get it on the block, flipping dough. Took me to the club, now I'm right back at Honest. But now we saving souls, man, I'm just being honest, man.
Grandeur. Visuals.